beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. And I am your not so humble host, Herr Doctor von Vrilok. Ladies and gentlemen, the title of my program tonight is Psionic AI Neons. AI Neons from Samson. They're here. Or rather, they'll be everywhere. Soon. From the friendly AI passerby to engaging the general public as the world's next phase of newscasters and television anchors, neons are a product of the new system coming, which will transform human daily life and possibly very significantly. For those who haven't heard, neons are basically images of people. They're artificially intelligent programs. You know, you'll be walking at the shopping mall, and these two-dimensional images on the wall will move around and say hello to you and give you information, maybe even advertise you, direct you on your way, tell you not to spit on the sidewalk, and so on. But to ensure that this new transition of technology is beneficial to those paying attention, I will begin the process of psionically interfacing with these prodigies. And so can you. Isn't that exciting? Now we shall consider the means by which to accomplish this. So without further ado, let us begin. As the world loses its ability to earn a paycheck from labor, so too shall we gravitate away from our foundations as an industrial complex. The threshold between poverty and worldwide utopia is before us. Only one must see the opportunities for both paradise and dystopia. Navigating the new world with psionics as our ally may prove to be more effective in distinguishing between popular belief and independent knowledge, an esoteric standpoint from which we may project our wills into the matrix of tomorrow, starting today. In order to manifest the ultimate reality for any individual, one must not only see the opportunities within this arrival of a new society on the projector screen of a proposed system implementation presentation, but also one must develop the means by which to harness one's will, and then get very comfortable, ladies and gentlemen, with the art of navigating technological territories with nothing more than the power of the psychic mind. This is not as difficult as it may sound, only we must aim to live the magical lifestyle that allows for any individual to access those elements of reality which are beyond the confines of contemporary physics and which are unfashionable to popular science. Yes, step aside. Stand back, Mr. Science says. Vrilok's on the mic here, so pay attention. The occult is your library to ancient understandings of an older humanity, well far ahead of its time. Yes, lean close, Atlanteans, descendants thereof. What is more revealing in the training of psionics is how we no longer need to partake in a traditionally rigid practice of ritualistic belief systems. Our might and main is solidly held fast in the realization that all prophecy and even revelations is subject to the most powerful mind, and that could be yours, the most willful man or woman, so willing to focus and let go of the old beliefs. Release yourself from the confines of the collective. What remains for us now is the dead archons floating around, drifting in the rift in the astral realms, absolutely prone to our commands, even their counterparts in our physical universe as the planets we see before us, and reset to serve man and humankind by default, as the universe should be. After all, if the cosmos does not exist to serve man, then, well, what good can come of such a relationship, even to the natural cycles? Albeit, what good are natural cycles if we cannot influence these components of our reality? What good is it to be powerless, a pawn, in an unfeeling cosmos? Are you paying attention? Are you watching closely? Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. All of the gadgetry of psionics is utterly useless. That is, without the key. And that key is within my philosophy. This philosophy, as I have said before, is hosted within my club. I do not apologize for ushering you all into my club. This I do for business, and I am very serious about doing my job well so that you can benefit from my knowledge while also reflecting upon my experiences, personal experiences, and combine these components so that through the course of your own practices, you may arrive at some degree of wisdom. That is, after all, the goal of the would-be magician. Wisdom. It is hinted at in the symbolism of the very first tarot, originally a book. Pay no heed and attention to the New Agers. That first tarot you might be more familiar with as the card known as the Magician. That is your starting point in this incarnation, in this journey. Yes, yes, but moving onward past the traditional thinking, let us come into a new realization about the transforming world around us. Yes? Well, what I propose for you to consider now is that all around you are the soon-to-be extensions of yourself. That is, all of these wondrous marvels of emerging technology are quite literally your vessels. And, listen closely, if you so choose to focus, if you so choose to learn from me, then this new venture in your life will open the doors for making these vessels, all of them, entirely subject to your will. That, in and of itself, is a tremendous advantage. Now, some of these pursuits will be in the near real time. Something similar to my methods outlined in Kinetic Magic. However, the most powerful and hereby useful methodology will arise from your earnest pursuit of the long-term ambitions you harbor in your heart's desires. You shall embark on a quest with me to lay out the groundwork and set to the firmament, a foundation upon which your mind's eye will stamp into the world circuit forever. To learn more about Verloc Psionics for artificial intelligence, technology, magic, and powers from beyond the physical spheres, please purchase my year-end special, Psionic Splicing and Psionic Necromancer. This is a paperback combo with two of the most important books you'll ever need to read in the world of magic, psionics, and the techno-occult. If you're really adamant, however, about mastering the rise of the machine brain age of AI and the computing systems, then you will also find my book, The Wondrous Wheel, VPG3, a good complementary reading material to combine with your pursuit of this art of machine dowsing and mental projection. Quite literally, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to enter the New World Order, and you really must find your place in this changing system now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Join me. Forget what you are seeing on the television. Disregard the opinions of the millions on social networks. Muggles. Blah, yuck. Spit. Pooey. There is nothing up this sleeve. Gentlemen, there's nothing up this sleeve. Nothing up this sleeve either, ladies. Now come with me into the magical world and prosper like never before. Seize the advantage of the moment. The door is open now. Leap through this portal. Come with me, join me. And together, we will make the world ube. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight. And thank you for your support of my vigilant work. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.